Hey guys, I'm going to give a quick little injury update and then we'll jump into questions. We've got two things for you. Last night, Aaron Colvin sustained a calf contusion during the game, was able to return. With Jared Odrick, he was listed as questionable, was not cleared by the medical staff, and was thus inactive. Both those guys will be in this weekend for rehab, and we can update them on Monday when we're back here. We'll just jump straight into questions. We'll start with Ryan O'Halloran.
Hi, Gus. Thanks for doing this. At this stage, over the next couple of days, do you anticipate any changes with your coaching staff or delegation of duties?
No.
As a follow-up to that, you've said a couple of times you want to get back to what you guys do. What do you think that looks like at this point?
Well, we've got a couple of days here with the Thursday game like that, that we've already started the process. I know I just met with the offensive staff, and then we went in a team meeting, and we'll continue those conversations today and tomorrow.
All right, Mike DiRocco.
Gus, when you look at the run game tape, what is the biggest problem with the offensive line at the point of attack?
Well, we didn't run it. We didn't have a lot of runs opportunities yesterday. You know, in the single digits again with TJ and Chris Ivory. So there was a couple runs there that we liked. We just, we couldn't stay in it in the situation because of the game and where it was at as far as the score. So that's what's frustrating. We'd like to get into a game where, get a first down. We had a couple three and outs there. We'd like to get a couple first downs so we can mix in the runs and see how effective it is for us.
All right, Mark Long.
Gus, how do you loosen these guys up? If that's or what's your plan to loosen them up, if indeed they're just playing tight?
Well, we had a good team meeting today, and we talked about those things. I think there's never an excuse for not playing with great effort. We will not tolerate lack of discipline. You know, things under our control, and we have a standard that we play to. And if you're not meeting that standard, then get your butt going. And I think the way you lay it out to get that anxiety out is that, when you believe in people, then you got to be honest with them. So it was a very honest meeting, and I think when they know clearly the expectations and what's ahead of them, then it's, you relieve some of that.
All right, we'll go to Hayes.
Yeah, Gus, thanks for doing this. I was going to ask you about Fowler as well. What's the disappointment level with that penalty and just where he is right now in his progress?
Well, I think Hayes, like I said, we cannot and will not tolerate discipline penalties like that. Things are under their control. With those acts, there's consequences. But every player is different. If there's a guy that's really riled up and I'm not going to put him in this situation where he's going to hurt the team. So I think it's, to say that everybody's treated equally, well, every situation is different. And knowing the players and knowing where they're at, and, that's the decision I have to make.
And then at punt return, Rashad has struggled, Marquise has struggled. What's your concern level right now with your punt return game?
Well, we don't like the fumbles, so that's a concern. So we just got to work on it in practice and continue to believe in these guys, and they'll work their way through it.
All right, we'll go to Gene Fournette.
Gus, last Sunday you said in regard to the ejections of Malik Jackson and Ramsey that is a reflection on the coach. Do you feel the same way about stuff like what happened with Ramsey and Fowler? Even though they didn't get ejected for it, it looked like Ramsey had a chance to hold himself up before he knocked the guy down out of bounds. And certainly, obviously, with a punch like with Dante Fowler, that goes without saying that that's it. Do you feel the same way that that's a reflection on you, even though they weren't ejected from the game?
Well, I think it's a very good question, Gene, because, as I look at the tape, there was one where Mariota scrambled, and Telvin Smith on a third down held up when he was about a yard and a half away from the first down marker and didn't hit him because he thought he was close to being out of bounds and didn't want to get a penalty. And then he extended the ball out and got a first down. So when you overemphasize it, and guys are have that in the mindset, they don't want to do wrong, they want to do right, they know there's consequences, and then you see a play like that show up, sometimes you ask, what have I created, you know? And so I think there's a fine line. Guys got to make smart decisions. And, you know, you don't want them to play out there, play with anxiety and be uptight and think that everything they do wrong, they're going to get yanked out of the game. But they also have to understand that things that affect our team and ones that are under their control at times have consequences. And they got to do right, and they got to make smart decisions. And, you know, so I think that, you know, we're going about it that way.
Okay, thanks.
We'll go to Mike Kay.
Hey, Gus. There was a play where Supernaut almost scored a touchdown. It looked kind of like some guys were confused whether he went out of bounds or if they didn't want to tackle him. It seemed like throughout a couple of drives, some of the guys kind of attacked it a little lame. What was your thought on the effort of tackling last night?
I didn't think it was very good. We just showed some clips in the team meeting. I didn't think the tackling, especially that one play that you're talking about, I thought that we tackled better in other games. You know, we were more consistent, so we didn't have one of our better tackling games.
We'll go to Sam Tavares now.
Hi, guys. Thanks for doing this. Gus,
sure.
You know, outside of discipline in terms of Fowler and Ramsey, how do you account for the lack of discipline for just doing their job in terms of setting the edge the way that you need the corners to do so that you've talked about so often? Where do you account for that, those guys not being able to perform at the level that you know they're capable of when the game is going on?
Right. Well, I think every player's got to direct their focus, you know, at that play and know their responsibility on that play. And, you know, it takes a certain discipline to do that. And there might be times where you can get away with it, like, you know, Deshaun Gibson, you know, in the middle third. Every play you got to expect that there's a deep ball being thrown or, you know, depending on the formations. And multiple times there's not, but you have to play with that kind of focus. And if not, you know, every once in a while play can creep in and get the best of you. And it's no different at the line of scrimmage with setting the edge. So even the play that's run away from you, you've got to be, you know, really good on the backside to make sure if that play bounces out, you're there. And we just weren't as focused as we need to be on a couple of those plays.
So my question is, do you, since you talk to the players very specifically and privately sometimes, do you have an idea about why they're not able to discipline themselves at this point? Because some players can and some players don't.
Right. Yeah, I do. I think in talking to them, but everybody's different. And when you have conversations with them, I think it's pretty clear. So sometimes you have to help them individually on a one-by-one basis. And it's, you know, important to have those conversations so you know your players.
All right, we're going to go to two more questions. We'll go to Ryan O'Halloran and then Mike DiRocco. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Gus. A couple of guys on offense last night said, hey, when it didn't go well early, it was a here-we-go-again mentality, and they couldn't shake it. As the head coach, how can you get them to snap out of that?
Well, I think you got to set up to find a way to have success. And I think if you've gone through that, where that creeps in, I think they're just being honest. I mean, if you're struggling and it comes back in, it might end your head, but it doesn't matter. You still got to fight through it. And you've got to, you know, you're an NFL player in this league, and you have the responsibility to perform at a high level. So, you know, if that does enter in, understand it and move on and let's go. And I think, you know, but it's also good that if you can have some success, that helps them speed up the process.
All right, and then we'll finish with Mike DiRocco.
Hey, Gus, it seems like, at least maybe to me, that this is probably the most angry or animated you've been with us about the discipline issues with and the penalties with Fowler and Ramsey and stuff like that. Has it gotten to you more at this point in the season? Are you kind of at your breaking point with that?
No, I just think that if it's a situation where, you know, with like Dante, if it's all the facts, I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like, you know, Jalen, I'll never not tell you guys the truth. Hopefully I have the whole time I've been here. So with Jalen, when you said he was out of play and went back in, I said, that's exactly right. You're right. Actually, it was a play and a half because I think they blew the whistle or whatever. But Dante, it just felt like it was the same thing, and I just wanted to make sure that was accurate. But, you know, if you want to take it as it was more, you know, upset that way, I guess that's your choice. But as far as the discipline on the team, yeah, but that's handled in our team meetings. We talk about that. We show on the tape. We've done that the last 5 or 6 weeks, you know, with this year in hand. We've done it other years, too, but specifically penalties, because in the years past, it hasn't been as big of an issue.